Welcome to Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby Tennessee, a podcast brought to you by the Tennessee Initiative for Perinatal Quality Care. TIPQC exists to improve health outcomes for mothers and infants in Tennessee through our quality collaborative that will identify opportunities to optimize maternal and infant outcomes across our state and is funded under a grant contract with the state of Tennessee. The Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby Tennessee podcast is designed for medical professionals and for patients and families across the state. We will focus on all aspects of the perinatal period with special attention to reducing our maternal mortality rate. This podcast is brought to you through a cooperative agreement with the Alliance for Innovation on Maternal Health.
Welcome to the Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby Tennessee podcast brought to you by the Tennessee Initiative for Perinatal Quality Care. I am Lindley Wolf, the TIPQC project co-leader for the cardiac conditions and obstetric care, and I'm a maternal fetal medicine specialist. Today, we are so thrilled to join Dr. Jana Vanyapadhyay to discuss the recent announcement that all pregnant women with TenCare are eligible for blood pressure cuffs beginning June 1st of this year. Dr. Vanyapadhyay is the Division of TenCare's Deputy Chief Medical Officer, also known as Dr. B. Jana is a board-certified OBGYN who completed her residency at the University of Florida. After a few years in private practice, Jana pursued a Master's of Public Health from Georgetown University Milken Institute of Public Health and transitioned from clinical medicine into health policy. At TenCare, Dr. B leads strategic clinical initiatives and policy development. Recent areas of focus include TenCare's opioid strategy and maternal health strategy. She also works in close collaboration with TenCare's Division of Quality Oversight and State Planning and Innovation Group as a clinical subject matter expert supporting quality initiatives and payment reform access across the state. We are so honored to have you joining us today. This is such an important matter for myself as a high-risk obstetrician, and I'm just honored to be here to talk about this today. So welcome, Dr. B.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Tell us a little more about this exciting announcement and how it came to be, like the history of blood pressure cuffs in pregnant women.
So thanks for this opportunity to share. I'm really excited about this on behalf of TenCare to be able to share this news. So how it came about, well, we recognize high blood pressure can develop during pregnancy or postpartum, and occurs around 10% of the general population. And the risk of developing a disorder related to high blood pressure in pregnancy, it spans across all racial groups, all ages. However, there are some that are at higher risk. And when you look at how we can improve our care for individuals who develop blood pressure problems during pregnancy, it was pretty straightforward to think clinically and practically, if someone had a blood pressure cuff on hand in their home, they might be better able to pick up on blood pressure changes before it's severe, or maybe we'll even be able to monitor their blood pressure if they're already getting treatment for it. So I think how it came about is rather straightforward. I think many of the individuals on this podcast are also aware of the maternal mortality reports that are coming out of various states. And in Tennessee, we do see year over year that cardiovascular conditions remain a leading cause of maternal mortality. So on behalf of our MCO partners, TenCare and the MCOs partner together to find a pathway to be able to support blood pressure cuffs for our pregnant and postpartum moms.
That's excellent. So prior to this, there was no coverage for TenCare. So this is really revolutionary, I think, for like our pregnant moms who really didn't have the funds to have a blood pressure cuff at home. Is this a patient? Do the patients access this, or do the providers order this?
It's a great question. So a doctor or a provider that's in network with one of our TenCare MCOs, and that includes Blue Care, United Health, and WellPoint. One of the in-network providers does have to order it for an individual, and it's ordered through a DME company. The DME company is a durable medical equipment company. So each one of the MCOs would have a different one that's in-network with them, but it does require that order. The other thing is to note, it does not have to be an OB-GYN yet. So the individual does have to be pregnant or postpartum, but anyone, so a primary care provider, could also submit that order on behalf of that individual.
Do we have you mentioned postpartum, and it made me think, is there a time frame in the postpartum period where it will be covered?
So again, looking at that maternal mortality review report. It is helpful to note that even blood pressure problems can occur well after those initial postpartum weeks. And so we did not want to place a requirement that the postpartum definition would only be, you know, 30 days or 60 days. So I think it's at least up to a year across all three MCOs that you can access that blood pressure cuff.
Gosh, that's amazing news. So when you mentioned a DME, well, this, which is durable medical equipment, right? So this will work kind of like our breast pumps often work, where the physicians, like, we send the order in, they, and then with the patient address, obviously, and do they send it to the patient's home?
That's exactly right. They send it to the patient's home, and we recognize that there might be some differences in cuff size for some individuals. So for the most part, a standard cuff size would be sent to that individual's home. Of course, if there is a different size that's necessary, smaller or larger, that should be noted in the original order so that we get the right size to them the first time.
And then when we talk about when to order this, then we're thinking about, well, did they envision it to be all pregnant women or only those with a high risk need, like chronic hypertension or when they develop preeclampsia?
It's a great question. We get this one a lot, and that's because we certainly know that there are some people who are at higher risk for developing a hypertensive disorder in pregnancy, but there are individuals who have absolutely no risk factors that still develop those complications. And so it is not intended to only focus or prioritize the population who's at high risk or already has a blood pressure condition, but actually anyone that is pregnant or postpartum.
That is great news, because there are so many people that we see that have these little risk factors, like they're, you know, age over 35 and it's their first pregnancy, and they may be overweight and they may have another medical condition like diabetes, or don't have necessarily chronic blood pressure problems, but we know they're at risk to develop preeclampsia. So I feel very reassured to know that we can order it for those people as well, and feel like we're using the benefit appropriately. Now, as the transition a little over into like how to take the pressure, will they come with any directions or instructions on how to take blood pressure?
So again, each DME company is going to be different, so it's hard to speak to what comes with each device. However, as an OBGYN, what I would recommend is that someone who receives a blood pressure cuff through this benefit should take it to their OB's office during one of their routine visits. And that way they can ensure that they're placing it correctly. They can also ensure that the numbers on their own device are similar to what's being read at the hospice. There are times where an individual's blood pressure might increase out of some anxiety around having a visit. And so there's something called white coat hypertension, and being able to resolve whether a high blood pressure is a real high blood pressure or one related to the office is also helpful when you bring that cuff in. So we recommend having that visit with that blood pressure cuff from home at least once to be able to ensure that they're similar and that education is provided on how to use it.
And just some standard blood pressure cuff taking skills or thoughts. And for anyone who's not experienced with this, certain things that I always tell patients, and add in anything that you also remember or can think of. I always say you want to be in the sitting position with the feet on the floor. You want to be sitting from 2 to 5 minutes in that position before you just take it. You don't want to like run up to the table and take it. That you should keep the arm, the kind of that you're taking it on, kind of level with the heart. Are there any other suggestions that you can think of?
Those are all the ones that I usually provide. I also share, you know, if there was a sudden movement or scare, like a child or a dog that just shocked you, give it a few minutes. Again, that's going to kind of spike your adrenaline for a moment or two.
I know one that people often ask a lot, can they take it over their clothes?
You can take blood pressure over the clothes.
Yeah, that's what we generally recommend, unless it's like a really thick something, sweater, I often will say, but they can take it over a thin shirt, is what we generally say as well. So that is a super common question. Another clinical side of this, I know that they won't have any recommendations with the blood pressure cuff, but in general, we are recommending, well, we're watching for blood pressures that are going to be on the top number, which is the systolic above 140, or the bottom number, which is systolic above 90. And so when we're watching for those blood pressures, we would generally be having patients call to their providers if they were having elevations.
That's correct. So there won't be any instruction from TennCare, the MCOs, or the DME company around what numbers to look out for. And that's because every individual would have individualized care from their provider. And so we would recommend that you just work with your OB or whoever it is that is monitoring your blood pressures around what to look out for and when they want you to give them a call around concerns for an elevated number.
And then the other question that I was thinking about is, do they keep these after the pregnancy?
Absolutely. They do get to keep them and highly recommend, supporting friends and family around high blood pressure concerns. I can't tell you how many times I've heard stories of where someone who's pregnant maybe felt a little off one day, maybe had a headache, and it was a friend or family who said, hey, I've got a blood pressure cuff, let's check you. And it turned out that it was high and elevated and actually led to their delivery. So those stories are certainly rampant. And hopefully by having that on hand, they'll be able to support their friends or family as well.
Are there any online TennCare resources like web pages or anything that is out there regarding the blood pressure cuffs?
Yeah, we have a maternal health website on TennCare's landing page that gives any news and updates and announcements. So I can share that with you so that it's on hand. It does list the DME companies that are providing blood pressure cuffs for our members today. And that might change. We might get new DME companies that come on board and others that stop. So I think that's the best place to find your updated information.
And would you encourage the members to reach out to their providers if they think that they would be interested in having a cuff at home?
Absolutely. Certainly, we want this to be utilized. We want one to get in the hands of every single pregnant and postpartum mom. So absolutely encourage that kind of outreach.
And tell their friends.
Yes.
It's such a new benefit that I find myself not remembering it. So it's just like the more that people ask for it, the more we're going to remember to provide it or to do the prescription. And since it'll need to be initiated on the end of the provider, I can't encourage patients enough to advocate for themselves and say, hey, can you get me a cuff? So the more we just put it in the heads of the providers, the more used to doing this we're going to be. So
you're right. And we are also collaborating with Tennessee Department of Health to get their partnership and getting the word out and also developing some flyers that might be available for just beside an individual's office or on the walls to remind them that this is something that's available and to be able to place that order for every member that every enrollee that they see.
That would be an excellent suggestion. If we put something in the lobby of our waiting rooms, then patients are going to come to us and be their own advocate. So that's a great idea. So all the providers that are listening, hopefully they will be able to access something like that, maybe on the website or the Department of Health website that we could print and easily display in our lobbies. Let's just switch a little bit to the after delivery. So because we know that, as you mentioned earlier, lots of patients will develop elevated blood pressures after delivery. And so there are some post-birth warning signs that have been published that are very helpful for anybody. You don't have to have any medical information. There is a flyer that will tell you when it's important to call immediately, call 911. And then other suggestions of when you would call your healthcare provider. Are you familiar with the post-birth warning signs?
Absolutely. This is certainly a huge benefit for individuals. And I think in the postpartum period when you're a little bogged down in having a newborn baby and not necessarily aware of the concerns for mom. So having that additional resource of knowing, okay, what's something that's normal and that's okay versus what's something that I really need should be calling my OBGYN about and getting additional care is a great new resource and new tool that's available. So happy to be able to support that as well.
Yeah, we've encouraged the hospital discharge to make sure that each patient has been educated. And it's interesting, I like it because post-birth is actually an acronym for pain in the chest, obstructed breathing and shortness of breath, seizures, thoughts of harming baby, and then that's the POST. And then for birth, it's increase in bleeding, your incisional pain that's not healing well, red or swollen legs. The T is for temperature if you're having a fever. And then the H is for headaches that are not getting better with Tylenol and other medicine. And that's where our blood pressures play a significant role as well, because headaches tie into preeclampsia with elevated blood pressures. So the post-birth warning signs are in general an excellent resource and reminder for our postpartum patients. And as these blood pressure cuffs become more readily available, I'm hoping that we'll see more patients with knowledge of their blood pressures so that we can help take better care of them.
Absolutely. And we also know that one of the recommendations is for many of our postpartum moms to have a visit within 7 to 10 days to check on their blood pressure after delivery. And we recognize how challenging that is to be able to go back into an office, to have the transportation to do that, to have someone either care for your child or bring the child with you. And so we're hoping that if that mother has already received this blood pressure cuff and has it available at home, they're not having to drive in, but they can check it themselves and be able to inform their OB/GYN provider of the numbers that they're seeing.
That actually brings something really important to mind, that you could use this in conjunction with telemedicine so that you can still have a face-to-face appointment with your patient and they can still talk to us and we can still get that interaction where you see it in their face if they're feeling sad, because that's one of the other important points of that 1 to 2 week follow-up. So if they can check their blood pressure at home and we can do a telemedicine visit, it really is an assistance to the patient to not have to get out of the house.
Absolutely.
So that's an excellent idea. So one final question. Is this something that is a pilot project so that we may have these blood pressure cuffs available for the next year, or is this something that is going to be ongoing to be provided by TennCare?
We plan this as something that's ongoing benefit for our pregnant and postpartum moms. Just as a general rule, we try not to do pilots and take away benefits or services. And this is certainly one that we don't want to stop anytime in the future. So this is a new benefit to our pregnant moms and postpartum moms.
That's amazing. Well, we certainly hope that it makes Tennessee moms and babies a lot healthier and prevents any bad outcomes. So thank you for joining us. Thank you, Dr. B. It was excellent having you here. We so appreciate your work. We look forward to the ways that TennCare is able to support our moms in Tennessee.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby Tennessee, presented by TIPQC. TIPQC is funded under a grant contract with the state of Tennessee. Healthy Mom, Healthy Baby Tennessee is brought to you through a cooperative agreement with the Alliance for Innovation on Maternal Health. Do you have ideas for a future guest or topic, or even have a question you would like answered on upcoming episodes? Visit www.tipqc.org. That's TIPQC.org, and click on podcast to submit suggestions and questions to our podcast team. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast to be the first to know when new episodes are available, and find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube to stay in the loop with our active projects and other relevant news relating to perinatal health in Tennessee.